USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Stocks around the world slipped to their lowest levels in almost a month. The consumer price index number will be announced this morning, and more bad inflation is expected to be announced. Former President Obama economic advisor Austin Goolsbee on Bloomberg says inflation will reverse course in a few months.
It feels like this is about as high as it's going to be. As you know, in the U.S., when we report the inflation data, it's a trailing average of the last 12 months. So 11 of the 12 months, we already know. All that happens is we drop off 1 month from a year ago, and all eyes really should be on what are those new months coming in and how high is inflation.
The Kremlin's propaganda machine has been working overtime. American intelligence officials are reporting Russia may use the Biden administration's support for Ukraine as a pretext to interfere in U.S. elections come November. We are USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Over the weekend, Dr. Anthony Fauci put COVID responsibility onto the people of America. Looks like Philadelphia, Pennsylvania didn't get that memo. Tim Berg reports.
Time to break out the masks again in Philadelphia. The city's health department reinstating a mask mandate for indoor public spaces as COVID-19 cases rise. But Health Commissioner Dr. Cheryl Bettengol says the uptick in cases does not have to upend daily life.
We do not believe that there's any reason to panic or to avoid activities we enjoy and that are important to us. Our city remains open. By wearing masks, we can continue to go about our daily lives and continue to take part in the life of our city without contributing to increasing transmission of COVID-19.
The mandate set to take effect April 18th.
A massive lockdown in Shanghai, China has put roughly 26 million people in their homes by forceful Chinese government officials. No one is allowed to leave their residential compounds, even to buy food. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Biden administration will end Title 42 on May 23rd. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry says this is intentional by Biden to create chaos at the border.
But I think there's a number of reasons. Number one, it's important to put into context in Joe Biden and the entire Democrats' policy in regard to immigration. They don't care whether it's legal or illegal. They tend to wave on the side of illegality, right? They favor giving more rights to non-citizens than to our own citizens. In other words, they want to respect the rights of non-citizens, those trying to enter into this country illegally, than they do their own particular citizen. Many Americans are still subject to many COVID policies. If you get on an airplane, you have to wear a mask. Federal workers have to take a shot. Department of Defense employees, like our great men and women who serve in the Army, are being forced to be vaccinated, while non-citizens, they're just ignoring any of the COVID policies and saying, just come on in, let's create as much chaos as we can at the border.
Iran has added 24 U.S. officials and people to its blacklist of sanctioned individuals over charges of terrorism and violation of human rights of the Iranian people. The sanctions, U.S. officials called a campaign to bring Iran a new nuke deal. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.